What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One more college football game left. That's coming up this Monday in Atlanta. It's the national championship game. It's eight-seeded Ohio State against seven-seeded Notre Dame. And joining us now for the best bets for the national championship game, it's our buddy Tim Murray from VSiN, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Tim, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate it. Before we get to that, you were at the Orange Bowl, Penn State, Notre Dame. Just take us through that evening for us.
I mean, it was incredible, man. You know, I've been a lifelong fan, grew up in a Notre Dame household, and you know, it's been a, you know, decent run for the Irish, but they haven't won a national title since 1988. So to attend a game like that, I mean, last time I was in that stadium, guys, it was 12 years before when Notre Dame was down 28-0 at halftime to Alabama. So it was not all that enjoyable the previous time I was there, but you know, the atmosphere was really good. I was curious how it came off on television, but you know, the atmosphere was phenomenal. It was, I would say, 50-50 in my opinion. Maybe I thought there was a slight edge to Penn State fans, but not overwhelmingly. They stood out a little bit more. They all wore white for like a whiteout type of they call it whiteout energy. But no, I mean, the atmosphere was fantastic. And you know, as for the game itself, I was pleasantly surprised in the second half to see Notre Dame's offense come to life after in the first half, guys, it felt like they were going to be kind of left for dead, to be honest. And Riley Leonard goes out with an injury at the end of the first half. They bring in Steve Angeli, their backup. He gives them a little bit of positivity through the air, and they go back to Riley Leonard. They find some things that are working, and we'll see, man. They're going to have their hands full on Monday night, no doubt, with Ohio State. But I think from, you know, an atmosphere standpoint, I thought it was tremendous. I thought both fan bases showed out well, and there was not a seat to be had in the whole place. I was way up there, man. I was in the 300 section, excuse me. So, you know, I was like 10, 15 rows from the top. So, had my oxygen ready, but I mean, the whole area, man, like, no one sat the entire game. You sat during commercial breaks, but as soon as the game came back, everybody in that stadium was standing. So for a neutral site type of game, I thought the atmosphere was really, really good. You know, not as good as on campus, certainly, but I thought all in all, it was a really juiced up environment. And then for the game-winning field goal to go in, and the place just went absolutely bonkers when that field goal from Mitch Jeter, which looked like it was hooking a little bit and then kind of cugged back in and ultimately got there. But, you know, I said it, you know, growing up in D.C. As a Notre Dame fan, I think my two favorite sporting events that I've now gone to as a fan would be the Orange Bowl win over Penn State and then the wild card win in 2019. Over the Brewers, the Nats had as they came back to win that one and route to the World Series. Those would be 1-2 for me as a fan being in the stands. It was pretty awesome to be there, and I won't be there on Monday, so we'll see how it plays out then.
Let's get to Monday. Ohio State rolling through these playoffs. Notre Dame, 8-point underdogs in the national championship. Can they cover? Are they live dogs for you, Tim?
It's going to be tough, Tim. It's going to be really tough. Ohio State, since the Michigan loss, has looked like a new football team. They've really gone to the air. I think they have the best defense in the country. I think you have arguably the two best defenses in the country going head-to-head on Monday night. But I love this Ohio State defense. I think they've got some really impressive defensive linemen. I think you have arguably the two best D coordinators in the game in Jim Knowles for Ohio State and Al Golden for Notre Dame. So I think in order for Notre Dame to win this game, I think it correlates to the under. So if you do like Notre Dame, I do think under is probably the look, even though the game did go over against Penn State. I think this is going to have to play out similarly to Georgia, where you're physical up front, you get a couple stops, and you need some turnovers. I think if this game plays out kind of even Steven, I think Ohio State's going to have the edge, and that's why you see the point spread sitting there at 8. Now, worth noting, Marcus Freeman, it hasn't happened often, but in his time at Notre Dame as an underdog, is 5-1-1 against the spread. This will be the third straight year Notre Dame and Ohio State have played. They opened up the season 2 years ago, guys, in Columbus, and Ohio State was a 17-point favorite. Notre Dame lost that game 21-10. And then last year in South Bend, Notre Dame was a 3-point dog to Ohio State, and that game closed or finished 17-14 with the infamous 10 men on the field. So I haven't bet this game, Tim, yet from a side or total standpoint. I think the one thing that I'm looking at here, team total for Notre Dame.
That's
under,
what I was going to ask you, because that's what I attacked. I found that at 18.5, and I'm like, are they going to score 3 touchdowns against this defense? I don't think so. If they're chasing the game, like I think they will be, can they settle for a bunch of field goals? I don't think so.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair way to look at it. I mean, you look at how the games have started for the Irish these past couple of weeks. You know, Indiana, a little bit different. They get the explosive play from Jeremiah Love, and then you get an extended drive. They're up 17-3 at the half. But I think, you know, Georgia and Penn State made a little bit more sense from a game state standpoint. And then you got to remember this, you know, Notre Dame lost their left tackle in the game. Now, It kind of comes full circle because the guy that they were supposed to have as their starter, Charles Jagasaw, who tore his pec in August, he's now anticipated to probably start at left tackle. He made his season debut last week when he stepped in for Rocco Spindler at right guard. But yeah, I think Notre Dame has some struggles kind of having consistency offensively. But you know, I'll say this, JLC, as you mentioned, 18.5. I'd be curious to see where this goes. You know, obviously 18 is kind of a weird dead number. Yeah. There was a shop here in town that had 19.5. So I'm just gonna wait and see. You know, maybe we get a little bit of movement more. I don't know if we'd ever get to 20, but yeah, I think 17.5 certainly would still be a playable for me. So yeah, under would be that way. And then, you know, from a game state standpoint, guys, I know player props are something you can't bet in the state of Maryland, But I've just kind of been diving into those. And it's funny how these books have shifted certain things where I do think like someone like Jadarian Price, Notre Dame's backup running back who did not fare all that well against Penn State. I don't know how utilized he is. I think his over under was like 23.5. I could see that going under. And then lastly, I'll say from an Ohio State standpoint, guys, Emeka Egbuka, their number 2 wide receiver, who he's going to be a pro. He's really good. I think he could have some success. I think his over-under was like 55.5 or something like that. He's gone over that in the 2 meetings that they've had in the past 2 years. And I think that could be a guy that someone, you know, keeps a close eye on there. So, yeah, there's a couple things from a prop market, but yeah, the one side I was looking to potentially take would be Notre Dame team total under and see how high that ultimately goes. Do we get, you know, 20 at some point? Maybe, probably not. But I do think Notre Dame, from a sustainability standpoint, really struggles to kind of get it going offensively.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We're talking with Tim Murray. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Tim, before I let you go, give me a scenario where Notre Dame wins this football game.
I think the Georgia game. I think you get a play on special teams. I think your defense steps up. You get a couple stops on fourth down. Look, Ohio State, let's remember this, and, you know, they ultimately won and covered against Texas, but Texas had the ball at the 1 yard line, down 21-14, and the reason was you saw Ohio State kind of make mistakes, right? They had a bunch of penalties. They had a bunch of second and longs. I do trust this Notre Dame secondary. I mean, it's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out because this will be the best receiving core Notre Dame has faced all year, without a doubt, but I think it's also the best secondary that Ohio State has faced all year. Leonard Morris stepped in for Benjamin Morrison, who's going to be, you know, I don't know if he'll be a first-round pick, but he'll be a high draft pick, and he's been exceptional. Xavier Watts is an All-American safety back there. The defense is the real deal for the Irish. I worry a little bit about the depth up front. Riley Mills, they lost during the Indiana game due to an injury. He's done for the year, but the pathway to a win is – you are exceptional on special teams. Mitch Jeter has been very good here in the postseason, their kicker, and you force a couple turnovers. Look, Riley Leonard threw a pick six against Penn State early on in that game, right? If you cause Ohio State to make mistakes and you play a clean football game, would I be shocked if Notre Dame won 20-17? No, I wouldn't. And, you know, before you roll your eyes and say, Ohio State, there's no way they could be stopped to that few points. Look, Notre Dame had this team down to 10 points last year, if not for a, you know, a bungled final offensive possession that allowed Ohio State to finally score in the closing seconds. So, look, Notre Dame's not going to be afraid. I just think ultimately the talent is going to overcome here. But, yeah, for me, I think it's a lower-scoring game, and I think Notre Dame does have a shot. Unlike Alabama in 2012 or some other spots, I think they do have a shot, but I think at the end of the day, the superior team is Ohio State, and that's why they're, you know, north of a touchdown favorite here, guys.
Tim Murray lets people know what's going on at VEASAN.
Yeah, catch me every Saturday and Sunday. I'll be doing the tailgate show starting at 10 a.m. You can see those on Masson. And also big news for SiriusXM. We're headed back to satellite radio, channel 158, 24/7 VEASAN starting on Friday. So channel 158,
nice.
Excited to be back on SiriusXM.
Awesome, buddy. Thanks so much for your time. As always, we'll chat next week.
All right, boys. Enjoy.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Good luck.
Yep. Hey, coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM and what you got.
There was an all-time bad beat last night in the North Texas-East Carolina basketball game. We'll tell you what happened on the other side, but I want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. What is the worst bad beat that you have been a part of? 410-583-1057. We're talking bad beats next on the Fan.
Whether you want to
bye, bye, bye.
In a bear market? Or
sell, sell, sell.
In a bull market? Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.